The Federal Department of Education sent a letter to districts saying they should allow students to use the bathroom and locker room that corresponds with their gender identity instead of their biological sex, citing the federal Title IX law that shields students from sex discrimination. This afternoon, Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced Wisconsin would join 10 other states in a lawsuit challenging that policy. In a statement, he called the federal guidance another attempt to rewrite the laws of our country without congressional consent and approval. The Attorney General has been vocal about his disagreement with the policy, saying this during a prayer at the state Republican convention earlier this month.
Some in our nation's leadership place a higher priority on so-called rights to use whatever bathroom one feels most comfortable with than they do on basic religious freedoms.
Schimmel said the federal policy challenged in the suit will have a significant impact on the University of Wisconsin and the state's Department of Public Instruction. The state school superintendent says transgender bathroom policies are best determined at a local level. Brian Jukums is the senior director of education and policy at GSAFE, a statewide organization that advocates for transgender student rights.
I think the attorney general's action sent a clear message to Wisconsin transgender students that they're not valued, that they don't see them and understand actually what's going on for them in school.
According to Jukums, about 80 school districts in Wisconsin are already following the federal guidance. If the lawsuit succeeds in striking down the policy, he says many schools will likely continue carrying it out. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.